This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the InfoWars.com News Center. Deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Okay, folks. Final segment I'm hosting, and I have a special report coming up. The truth about Donald Trump and Satanism. While all these Satanists and others are attacking Donald Trump, I'm trying to jam in a call or two more here, too. Please remember this broadcast is under attack all over MSM. They just banned us from Google Ads via AdRoll. They're doing that to other outfits. Just a lot of pressure on the free independent press. You'll remember Joe Rogan. They didn't, for a day or so, put his podcast with me up on iTunes, and it turned out to be the most popular ever. And he saw other weird stuff like that go on. So there's massive manipulation and censorship intensifying. Google, Facebook, Twitter all admit this. The answer to this is to respond to it and say, no, don't do that. That's why I appreciate Joe Rogan so much, because he's got one of the biggest podcasts. Long form is the longest. There's some that have more subscribers that are and more viewers. They're like, you know, 10 minutes long. His is 2.5-3 hours long on average. I did almost 4 hours with him about a month ago. And while I was there, I talked to one of my old friends afterwards at dinner. Joe was doing a show, and he kind of reiterated, you know, that, oh, I think Joe got off conspiracies and stuff because he and his family got threatened, you know, the way he just got off of them. But, you know, Joe, because I was saying, Joe knows more about all this stuff than I do. He was finishing my sentences. He remembers stuff I didn't remember. I mean, any topic I bring up, I'm not kissing Joe's ass. I've known Joe for, you know, 16, 17 years. I was really saying as a compliment, you know, that, man, you know, Joe knows more about this than I do. He can host a show better than me. I'm serious, because he's really good at explaining it and covering all the angles. That's why he's so good in movies and TV and, you know, UFC and one of the top comics, one of the top 10 comics in the country. So I made that statement, turned into some viral deal like Joe's scared, he's all this stuff. So then I got a little text from both Joe, but then later when I talked about it, Joe called him, I guess. I haven't talked to him yet, and said, hey. And I guess one night I was up here late, and I was saying, yeah, you know, Joe and his family got threatened, so I guess that's why Joe doesn't cover as much conspiracy stuff anymore. But boy, he sure knows a lot. He sure is smart. And it's just not true. It's not accurate. The way I heard it, I guess, late at night, you know, out eating dinner or whatever afterwards, is I kind of got it mixed up. It was just that the person was speculating that maybe Joe got threatened, or, you know, because Joe stopped covering as many conspiracies as he used to. I think just the larger deal is it just becomes a distraction from what he was trying to do. But he had me on. He has a lot of other folks on. So there's no controversy there, and that is a correction, because the idea that Joe's scared of anybody and you know, wouldn't report things because he's scared is pure bull. I said that in a larger context of other people getting threatened, me getting threatened, and the amount of intimidation and garbage that goes on that we know is happening. So there is my correction slash retraction. And Joe's not mad at me. He's, you know, it's not some big controversy. He just said, dude, you ever hear something like this? Call me. You know. Hear this, you know, this type of, you know what, give me a call. What the hell is this? And I was like, thought about it and went and clarified it. So there you go. You know, I got a bunch of callers here. I got AJ. I got Anna. I got Kimberly. I got Jim. I got Brian. We did first-time callers. For whatever reason, they're always so good. I don't want to throw this on. I don't want to throw this on Knight. Hey, if he wants to take him, he can. But it's no big deal. If Knight wants to take him, he can. He's got a full plate, though, coming up. If he can't, I'll find out in the break. We'll let the callers know. And Nightly News is tonight, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. Subscribers see it first in HD and all my films and other special events. But, yes, people say, why should I subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv? You put it out on YouTube and Google everywhere else. Exactly. You help fund the seed to grow the movement to wake others up. We're a movement. You're the folks that care to pay and buy the products and support us, so the people that, you know, are new to it hear it, because they're not going to support it right up front. So thank you for making it all possible. You are the InfoWar. So become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today. 20 people can use this membership. We got big specials that end tomorrow on all those products, upwards of 50% off, because we need to bring in capital, because we've got a major loss now going into the new year for what we projected to be able to fund ourselves. $3.3 million at least already gone, thanks to Google through AdRoll saying, no, you know, you're a patriot. We're going to ban you because we're the tolerant, open liberals. You're fake news. And they gave us no example of why. So thank you all for your support. Those specials end tomorrow. David Knight straight ahead. But first, the truth about Trump and Satanism.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun, you will come to the island without me. Longing for the sun.
All across the country, at state capitals, at city town halls, leftists are openly coming out and chanting, Hail Satan! Abortion is our sacrament. We love Lucifer and down with Donald Trump. And it gets worse. They're now announcing on national television that the public should join hands in ritual magic against Donald Trump to bring him down.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
I don't want to ever hear again from the corporate mainstream media that there's no occult connections to the left, or that, you know, there's no bizarre rituals taking place, when it's all over TV, all over Hollywood, all over rock and roll, all over hip hop, all over the news, calling for everyone to focus psychically with Satan or Lucifer to kill Trump tonight And then you go to town halls of the Texas Capitol, and people are saying, "Hail Lucifer, hail Satan." And they've just adopted this satanic culture, whether you believe there's a real devil or not. These people fundamentally hate progress and success because they're a bunch of arrested development losers that have been taught it's cool to not excel and to be a loser. And they wouldn't last 5 minutes in Sudan or Somalia without being killed or kidnapped or raped. And they're just like, bring this in as fast as you can, because they're one with the radical Islamic spirit of Wahhabism that, if you look at it, is satanic. Having little kids kill people, cutting people's throats, having prisoners you're about to kill eat human flesh so you send them to hell according to the Quran. This is all admitted. And again, they're praising Satan. They're praising Lucifer. They're calling for the death of Trump. They're outraged at the mainstream media that Trump is invoking the birthright of God and calling God back into our world to have some truly, you know, positive outlooks. Whether you believe in God or not, if you had some beautiful, you know, tree in your house and you worshiped life and wanted to build something good and be a wholesome person, you could say that was positive outlook. But if you're worshiping the devil, that's about greed and dysfunction and destruction and willful rebellion against our natural order that's so fulfilling and so good, and attacking men and women and the family and the holy union of the man and woman, and trying to ban those terms, and National Geographic not having a single normal, yes, classic mammal, female, on the cover, shows you it's a true attack on the fortress of our strength, women. That's why they claim they love women, because they want to keep their enemies closer. They want to destroy the archetype of the goddess. These are truly satanic people.
I don't give my pain to you.
So at the CPAC speech and at his inauguration a month and a half ago, President Trump says, hey, it's okay to say Jesus Christ. It's okay to say that, you know, God has been part of the founding of this nation. It's okay to ask God for providence. It's okay to want to be positive and productive and optimistic. And by the way, America has been captured and hijacked by globalist interests that have set up deals to conquer us financially and politically while transferring our power to third world dictatorships they control to then exploit those populations. And they howl and they scream with hate and say, you're anti-gay, you're anti-this, you're anti-that, when none of it's even true. Because the truth is, Trump is inclusive. The globalists and their minions just want to get rid of our sovereignty and say we don't have a right to have a country. So that's why they're attacking Trump, because they want to create borderless systems with a bunch of dispossessed, alone, disenfranchised, dumbed down people, like a modern Tower of Babel, fighting with each other.
When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice. The Bible tells us how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. We must speak our minds openly, debate our disagreements honestly, but always pursue solidarity. When America is united, America is totally unstoppable.
So let's go over some of these headlines that are at InfoWars.com right now. Links to mainstream news. Witches around the world plot mass spell against Trump. And the news is reporting it like it's completely normal. Tonight, by the light of the waning moon, witches will cast a binding spell on Donald Trump. It's like a ghost dance. But the Native Americans were very, very pure with their ghost dance, not knowing why their world was collapsing. So they just went and said, join with our ancestors, send us back in time. We don't know what to do. That was a loving ritual from the research I've done. Surprised God didn't really hear that call, because some bad things were done to those people. You are calling for black magic and Donald Trump's death. And I was reading here, for the demons of the abyss to come out of hell and destroy Trump. Here's another one. Lana Del Rey joins effort to defeat Trump with witchcraft. Rolling Stone. Witchcraft to hex Trump's populist battle cry. That's a video we broke down And you got the Pope saying he's disgusted. It makes him sick in his stomach when he hears about Europe having Christian roots. It can't even have Christian roots now. Truly a satanic pope as well, to be a cherry on top to this little event we're witnessing. But this isn't just viral posts on Facebook pushed by Hollywood stars and music stars that, you know, got picked up. This is happening at the town halls all over the country that the controlled corporate fake-stream media is pushing people to go out to. And at these, if the towns dare have an opening prayer, protesters freak out, yell Lucifer after GOP town hall opens with a prayer. And you watch the video, it's like something out of the Bible where they're like, no, not prayer, oh, Lucifer. I mean, this is like, are they going to turn into frogs or something?
I pledge allegiance to the flag, United States of America, and to the Republic, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is crazy. And then, of course, you have what's happened in Texas, where they're having a pro-life event and trying to pass a ban on partial birth abortions, and people show up and start saying, hail Satan, hail Satan. You say, oh, well, they're just trying to be, you know, shocking. No, this is the spirit they're into. I know people that are in the pro-abortion movement. It isn't like they had an abortion, it was a mistake, or, you know, whatever, you're forgiven, whatever. We're not the type of people that have had abortions. It's the fact that women that are really into it, like Gloria Steinem, say it's a ritual. They're proud of it.
How many did I adopt? I kill my kids.
I kill my kids.
Babies, I pay for that.
I know something.
I pay all my money for that. I get free abortions on demand without apology.
You are wicked as hell.
Yep. And I'm going to hell. Yeah, I still pay to kill babies, though.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
This is the definition of modern liberal pop Satanism that we see all over the culture. A bunch of self-centered people that say, I'll go in your girl's bathroom when I'm a 6'4" man. We'll let three men identifying as women come over and assault and get in the face of our reporter at a public march, at a public event, and bully her till she deletes the footage off her tape, as happened last night to Millie Weaver. We'll do whatever we want because we'll do as we will. Do as thou wilt, the whole law, Aleister Crowley. And we're going to dominate you and we're going to control you. And what it really is a bunch of spoiled toddlers throwing giant fits, going after everyone and trying to bully them in a gang mentality. So it's basically hordes of betas who are now deciding in huge swarms to become alphas. But a real alpha would try to build people up and be honorable and strong. Instead, they want to destroy. In the video I'm talking about, there's one large man, probably 6'3", because I don't know how tall Millie is, wearing a wig, identifying as a woman. Fine, I don't care. Coming over and kind of getting in her face, and Millie's so charming, he says, fine, marry me. And that guy's funny. And I don't care if he's out there wearing a wig, dancing around, having fun. Fine. I'm not judging him. But they wouldn't even come give her intellectual arguments. They just cussed and yelled and screamed at her. And only one person actually came over to her and was somewhat funny and made a joke out of it. Because she was being nice. And they're screaming how Donald Trump's out to get gay people when he's been an advocate for equal rights for 30 years before it was cool. But they don't care. It's not about that. It's about, just like Christians can become very, very orthodox and very, very oppressive and have been in history and kind of gangs, controlling behavior, being kind of puritanical as a system of control. The left claimed they were all about open societies, but was captured by the children and grandchildren of people that were uptight, anal retentive people before. That's why they're not punk rock. They're not avant-garde. They're not cutting edge. They're not counterculture. They're the opposite. And that's why the left is wedding itself to the most radical orthodox forms of oppressive Islam that rapes women en masse in Sweden and Germany and the Netherlands, and their government admittedly is ordered to cover it up, and as mobs of men rape women in big crowds of people, nothing is done because the religion is you must submit, you must give over your culture, you must be passive if you're an alpha to the giant mass of betas who are coming to rape and enslave you. Finally, in closing, study history and the facts for yourself. It's unequivocal. No country, no nation, no culture can survive when it involves itself in black magic, the dark arts. Even if you don't believe the Christian cosmology, Asia and their histories understand this as well. When you tune into the dark side, it'll give you limited, quick power up front, but will destroy you and everyone around you in the process. And as a culture in massive decline, the so-called leftist or the left-hand path, the sinister hand, is openly invoking Satanism and Luciferianism in America, just as they did during the French Revolution that killed close to 1 million people. The reason our enemies are so crazed is they understand they're dialed into something very dark, very old, very twisted, and only powerful against those that don't know what they're facing.
I'm melting! Melting! Oh, what a world, what a world! Who would have thought a good little girl like you could destroy my beautiful wickedness? Ah, the boat! The boat! I'm going!
All right, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, February 27, 2017. I'm David Knight, as you heard, the melting mascot of the globalist crying out there with the water dumped on her. Look, folks, we're winning. And one of the signs that we're winning is something that just happened in New Hampshire. We just had New Hampshire gun owners have the governor there sign a bill for constitutional carry. And this is what I've said before. With Donald Trump, we need somebody at the national level to fight off the globalists. But we have to take responsibility at the local level to get back our freedoms. And that's exactly what they've done here in New Hampshire. You haven't heard about this. This happened nearly a week ago. It was last Wednesday. We had the Republican governor there, Chris Sununu. He'd be the son, I guess, of John Sununu. Signed into a law that says this, quote, "It allows a person to carry a loaded concealed pistol or revolver without a license. It's not a privilege, it's a right, folks, unless such person is otherwise prohibited by the New Hampshire statutes." Okay, so in other words, you have a right to protect yourself, and you only get that right removed when you do something criminal. Just like you have a right to move about freely, and they put you in prison if they convict you of something in a day of court, they can take away your gun rights as well if you do something that is criminal. But you should not be judged to be irresponsible, which is what gun control does in the first place, to say that we're going to treat this as a privilege and we'll grant it to you as if you were children, and we're not going to presume that you're innocent and worthy of self-defense. And they point out this bill ensures New Hampshire citizens are guaranteed the fundamental right to carry a firearm in defense of themselves and their families as prescribed by Article 2A of our state constitution. That's what the governor said. And, of course, his Democrat predecessor had vetoed the bill. This is an article from MRC TV. They say this makes New Hampshire the 12th state that doesn't generally require a license or a permit to carry a concealed weapon. So this is how it happens. We have to have somebody fighting off the globalists, making sure that we still have a country, that we still have a constitution. But they don't pay attention to the Constitution, whether it's the state Constitution or the federal Constitution. We are going to have to work at the local level. This is a good example of how that is done. Meanwhile, while you've got the people in New Hampshire, and that's not an area, even though they have a lot of freedom in terms of carrying guns and a lot of other freedoms, you don't see them burning the place down in the streets like we just saw in Switzerland. Switzerland used to be that kind of place, didn't it? But what's happening there? We've got the leftists, we've got the refugees coming in, and now you see violence erupting in the streets of Switzerland. Bern, Switzerland, no less. This is from RT. They say several hundred people gathered in an unauthorized protest in Bern over the weekend. This descended into violence as hooded youth set cars on fire. Police used tear gas. They deployed water cannons to disperse the crowd. And the president of the police union there in Bern said this is a war on the police. Do you understand this is the same tactic that George Soros and Black Lives Matter has been setting up here in America? This is a global movement, and it is a movement by the leftists. They use surrogates to do this, and they also have planned this. The police union president said, "This is tragic. I doubt demonstrators are worried about politics. They wage war against the police. This is new for Bern." Yes, it is. This is a new globalist plan. They have the same plan for all of us. Part of that plan is opening up the borders, bringing in people who don't want to assimilate, bringing them in large enough numbers that you guarantee that they won't have to assimilate, creating leftists who are going to plan and burn the city down and attack the police. And he said the worrying thing here is that violence seen throughout the weekend was planned. They say punishment for protesters engaging in attacks against the police should be toughened, he concluded. And, of course, when we see this talked about in the United States, it's not just against the police, but it's also against other people. And when they get into the streets, when they blockade the streets, when they attack people's homes, their businesses, their automobiles, when they create a safety issue by blocking the street, that is not protest. That is not a speech. That is simply a violent riot. We have to call it that. And yet, it's interesting, because last week, as I pointed out on Friday, there was an article from The Hill, and the headline on the article was that there were numerous bills being proposed throughout the United States that would shut down free speech. And then they talked about the people who were blockading roads and so forth. And I've been talking about this for, I guess it's been about 6 weeks ago. I put up a poll on my Twitter account, Libertarian, and we had about 11,000 people take that poll. About 10% of the people thought that it was a free speech issue to block the streets and to get violent with people. But the other 90% understood what that was about. This is not about free speech. We have to understand what free speech is and what it isn't. And we're going to talk about here in just a moment. George W. Bush, Shrub, has come out of retirement to criticize Donald Trump. And one of the things that he does is twist the meaning of free speech. So we need to understand what free speech is and what it isn't. It doesn't give you a right to riot. It is not a right to riot. There's not a right to set fire to the theater. You don't even have a right to yell fire in a crowded theater when there is no fire. You certainly don't have a right to set fire to the theater. And even in that article, the headline, it says, Republicans across the country are working to create laws against free speech. And then if you read the first paragraph, what does it say? It says, well, the rioters, blah, blah, blah. They understand themselves that it's a riot. And we have shown, Darren McBreen did a great piece. He said, this is a protest. This is somebody talking about issues, holding up signs, arguing with people. This is a protest. This over here is a riot, folks, when they start throwing stuff at people, when they start smashing windows, smashing cars, setting fires, when they start getting in your face. Your freedom ends at the edge of my nose. You can swing your fist all you want to, as they say, but when you start hitting me, it's no longer free speech. It's then a riot. And we have to understand that is a key difference. But also look at the fact that here in Switzerland, we've got the same thing happening that we have here. Interestingly enough, we've got a Swedish billionaire, you know, the place where they want to pretend they don't have any of these problems with the mass migration that they brought into Sweden, the people replacement that is going on there. And now we have a Swedish billionaire. Interestingly enough, this guy comes from Hungary, just like George Soros. He fled Hungary. He started playing the financial markets, became a multi-billionaire, and now he's pushing globalism. Well, that rhymes too, doesn't it? We keep seeing the same template everywhere. These riots, these Hungarian billionaires who played the stock market. Now, here's one from Sweden. He's going to award $5 million to people so they can reimagine global governance because their plans are not working. Because we've exposed their plans. We've shown you what their plans are. We've told you. Just like Zbigniew Brzezinski created the Trilateral Commission. And that was essentially manifest in the Trans-Pacific, Transatlantic Partnerships. That was a manifestation of what he had planned, to basically create the world around three different financial centers that would then become political centers that would then unify into a world government. And we said this is the direction that they're going. And that plan was busted, and it was now shut down by Donald Trump. And we're going to see other nationalist governments coming together. Of course, a part of it was the European Union. That is now itself unraveling. So the Swedish billionaire says, wait, this just isn't working. We've got to come up with a better rationale for this. And, of course, part of the key rationale for world government has always been climate change. And that's one of the things that he's calling for. He's saying, let's figure out how we can use climate change. Well, one of the good news pieces that came out today is as Donald Trump is looking at what he's going to do with the budget. One of the things that he's going to do, of course, he's going to increase military spending. I'm not necessarily on board with that. I'll say that I'm not on board with it because I think that we need to do more with what we've got if we continue to expand the welfare warfare state we are not going to be able to handle this by reforming things around the edges. But, of course, the first thing they need to do, just like the first people that need to be taken out of this country that are here illegally, are the gang members. Well, you know what? The gang members that they've got to shut down are the gang members in Washington, the bureaucracies. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. But, of course, key on the chopping block is the climate change agenda, because that's part of the globalist agenda for world government. Stay with us. Be right back.
On the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing to make.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host for this fourth hour. We're going to go back to this Swedish billionaire who's going to be offering $5 million for people to come up with some new way to sell global governance to us, because what they're selling us, nobody is buying. And they're really circling the wagons, folks. They're trying to come up with different ways to control this. And one of the things that they've been planning for some time and they're going through with, even though they lost this election, and that is to move against the free press. And I'm not talking about CNN and the Washington Post. They're squealing very loudly about the fact that they're not getting their monopoly recognized that they established. And we're going to talk about George W. Bush siding with them, essentially, with against Donald Trump, essentially flying the flag that he's always been part of. He's always been part of the globalists. But he flies it a little bit more clearly right now. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. But you can see the fact that they're altering their techniques. They're doubling down on where they were going. One of the aspects of that is to censor our ads. They couldn't organize a sponsor boycott of us because we sell our own products, and we do it on a non-political site that serves non-political ads that has things like Silver Bullet and Super Male Vitality. And so what they did was they said, well, we're not going to allow you to put those ads out there. So last Wednesday, we did a 13-hour live broadcast to make sure that people understood that. And at InfoWarsStore.com, our non-political site, you will find these specials that we have now continued to extend from that program, that 13-hour broadcast we did last Wednesday. It was a major hit on us financially, and we appreciate you standing with us. Many of you have, and we hope that you will stand with us. We stand with you in terms of products that we put out there. We're capitalists. We don't want to just ask you for donations. We do appreciate people who do donate, and we did have that as part of that broadcast. But we also want to help you to protect your health and that of your family and to have a more productive, more energetic life so that you can stand with us against this. And so we appreciate you standing with us financially, and we want to help you stand against them physically. And so we have a lot of supplements that we put out as part of this sale. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, 33% off stock price. Super Male Vitality, 25% off. Brain Force, 25% off. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 25% off. Caveman, our new supplement that has bone broth, and it's got turmeric root, a lot of different things that are part of the paleo diet. Also, we have still our lithographs of Donald Trump and Ronald Reagan. These are the lithographs that were commissioned by the RNC official portrait artist. You've seen the one of Ronald Reagan before. They're on very, very high quality paper, a limited edition of that. And also a free Alexa Pure if you get 3 months InfoWars Select Storable Food Supplies. We've offered you a lot of specials there. That's what we're going to continue to do so that we can continue this fight against the globalists. And as I said, they're losing. So we got this billionaire offering $5 million. This is a Global Challenges Prize 2017. A new shape is what he's saying. Yeah, they're trying to sell us. It's the same old crap that they're trying to put in a new box, okay, a new bag of crap. He's calling on individuals, groups of individuals, universities, companies, associations from anywhere in the world to submit proposals outlining an alternative world government model because their model stinks like the pile of crap that it is, either by revising the present UN system or by proposing completely new forms of government. And we need to focus on pressing global problems. And the first one he mentions, of course, is climate change and other things like population growth. See, that's what we need to have the government telling us how many kids we can have, the government funding abortions, and them telling us that the world is going to melt down if we have a 1 degree change in temperature, and they don't even have the data, the baseline data, to measure that against. They don't have the ability to make those kind of fine-term measurements. But, of course, they're going to tell us that we have to do something. It's a global problem, and we have to fight it globally. We have to fund that fight globally. We have to, therefore, have a global government to do that. See how that works? You create an imaginary problem, then you create the global solution to that imaginary problem. So now he's offering people money because they just aren't getting there. Meanwhile, we see Marine Le Pen surging in the polls. 27% of voters say they're backing her, and then we have her closest rival at 25%. Most of this is even their polls. The same people who in France said, oh, look, we're going to have the Russians hacking our election. All the stuff is the same. Don't you see this? How they've got the same lefty, progressive leftist rioting in Sweden, Switzerland now, just as you've got a Swedish billionaire trying to tell us that we have to have world governance, a Swedish billionaire from Hungary who made his money in the stock market. I mean, it just doesn't change. It's the same people over and over again with the same types of strategies. And they point out the polls have shown that Le Pen is likely to win in the first round but lose in the second. Well, we'll see about that. These are the same people that told us Donald Trump could not possibly win. I think they're going to have a surprise coming because she is right at the center of the zeitgeist. She understands what's going on. Let's talk about Bush 43, George W. Bush, or as I like to call him, Shrub. Shrub came out and attacked Trump's travel ban. He was interviewed on NBC. Of course, there used to be this tradition that the presidents went quietly into retirement. They didn't really talk about much, and they didn't criticize the incumbent. They did everything they could to avoid that, but that's not what's happening anymore because these people are really desperate. Just like the Swedish billionaire is going to offer millions of people to come up with a new way to sell this, we've now got Shrub as well as Obama out there openly opposing Donald Trump because he's not part of their globalist establishment. And, you know, I just have to say to Shrub, no, we don't miss you yet. And I don't think we're going to miss you. When you fly your flag to show us even more clearly where you where your loyalties lie, as we see in this NBC, this is on Monday, Today Show, Shrub comes out and says they ask him about Trump's executive order halting immigration from seven predominantly Muslim countries. And what does he say? He said, well, the bedrock of our freedom is the right to worship freely. Think about that for a moment. What he's doing here is he shifts this, a very clever pivot. You may say that George is not very smart, but somebody told him what to say, or he figured out himself, because this is a very sly pivot that he does here. What he does is he says, when they talk about Muslims coming here, what he is putting forth to you is a right of immigration, but he sells it to you as our First Amendment right to the freedom of free exercise of religion. You understand? That's how he's putting it out here. He says to Matt Lauer, he says, well, we have a right to worship freely. He says, I think it's very important for us all to recognize one of our great strengths is for people to be able to worship the way they want to or not worship at all. The bedrock of our freedom and a bedrock of our freedom is the right to worship freely. He says this in response to a question about people coming here from Muslim countries. And so W is telling us that Trump's ban on people coming from a predominantly Muslim country that we are currently at war with, that we're bombing. These are people that Barack Obama bombed, and yet we're supposed to let them in here without any vetting. And George W. Bush tells us, well, we have a right to worship freely, so we should let these people come in. See, he makes it about religion very carefully, and he pivots it into that. He twists that. It's a very, very clever, very devious twist that he's got there. He says, I'm all for an immigration policy that is welcoming and upholds the law. Oh, so then I guess he would not be in favor of foreign citizens who are here illegally, who thumb their nose at the law? Oh, no, no. He would be all for that, actually. And actually, what he would like to do is, with people like Paul Ryan, he would like to make that perfectly legal. Perfectly legal. You know, I talked about it on Friday briefly, the fact that we have, I think it was the amount was $1 or $2 billion. I don't have the article here on my desk. $1 or $2 billion that they found going to people out of the Social Security program as welfare payments, not as retirement payments, but as welfare payments. And the majority of that was going to people who didn't even have Social Security numbers. Because we have taken the position that you don't have to be a citizen to come here. You can come here illegally. If you're a child, you can come here. And then your parents can come in after you. So you don't even, you can be an anchor baby if you're part of the DACA program. You don't even have to be born here in the United States. You can just come here as a minor, and now you're an anchor baby. See how they've expanded that? First, they came up with, they invented the right of becoming a citizen, even though your parents were not Americans. You could come here, and if you're born on American soil, they said, well, you're going to be automatically an anchor baby. No, we need to push back against that. That's not what the Constitution is about at all. It's not about that. I don't know of any other country that does that. Maybe some other countries do, but it's not right. But now they've extended it to the point where if you come here under a certain age, then we're going to afford you all the benefits of the welfare state, and you can bring in your extended family, and they can enjoy the benefits of the extended welfare state as well. And then you look at people who say, well, hey, it's only a couple of billion dollars, and we can't balance the budget just by cutting a couple of billion dollars. No, but you can certainly destroy your budget one lunch at a time. You know, when I look at people saying it's only $1 or $2 billion expenditure here, and that's not going to be enough to do something about the massive deficit that we have here and the mounting debt each year, the cumulative deficits, it's kind of like on a personal level, if you decide that you are entitled to go to Starbucks each day and have a $5 coffee, and then you're entitled to have lunch out every day as well. And pretty soon you don't realize it, but you don't have any money for the big ticket items because your money has just been twittered away on these repetitive expenditures that are all in and of themselves pretty small. And that's what we're seeing with these people in Washington. They're saying, well, leave NPR alone or leave this group alone because that really doesn't matter to much. That will only save us about 1 hour of federal spending if we take that entire program out. Well, that's the way you balance the budget, is one of those things at a time. That's the way you balance your personal budget. And if you have that kind of sense of entitlement for your Starbucks coffee, you're going to go bankrupt. You have to, at some point, look at what you can afford, create a budget, and stick to that. And if you don't, you're going to go bankrupt as an individual. You're going to go bankrupt as a country. But I want to go back to Bush here, because not only did he do this real sinister spin on saying, well, Trump's travel ban, no, 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 this is all about religion, he says. And so he turns this into a right to immigrate. There is no right to immigrate in the Constitution. There is a right of free exercise of religion. Where was W to speak out when people were having their free exercise trampled on by Obamacare? Did he get involved in that fight against Obama? No. He was totally silent. He really couldn't care less if there was and mandate on the Little Sisters of the Poor, celibate nuns who are not married, and they're taking care of elderly poor people, and they're told that against their conscience, they have to fund birth control and abortion through Obamacare. They had to go to the Supreme Court to fight it. Where was George W. Bush on all that? Well, he was probably sitting in his bathtub painting pictures of his feet, as we saw from Guccifer when he hacked his email. So he needs to go back and do that, because if you're going to come out of retirement and you're going to speak against Donald Trump on the travel ban and try to twist that into saying that there's some kind of a right to immigration because we have a First Amendment free exercise of speech, what hypocrisy from Shrub. But then he does something else. He takes a side of the media against Trump as well. He says the media is essential to democracy. No, not really. There's nothing about the media, there's nothing about CNN or the Washington Post in the Constitution. No, it says we have a right to free speech, but it doesn't say that the professional press or that the elite of the professional press have a right to a monopoly to cover the White House. See, that's what they're upset about. They're upset about the fact that they have this sense of entitlement, and they think that they're the only ones who should be allowed to cover the president, and they are entitled to do this regardless of how they spend the information, regardless of how they lie. And what Trump is doing is pushing back against this. But George W. Bush on Monday goes on NBC and says the media is an essential component to democracy, arguing it is necessary to hold the government accountable. Well, who holds the media accountable? See, I think Trump has free speech as well. He has a right to speak back as well. But when he criticizes the press, especially when he criticizes people who do their job in a very poor, very partisan way, like CNN and Washington Post, everybody cries, First Amendment! First Amendment! Okay, no, it's not about that. He said, and he goes on to point out, that he thinks the problem is totally Trump. He says, power can be very addictive. Well, you want to see an example of power being addictive? Take a look at the mainstream media. Or even go back and take a look at George Bush himself. He said, Dwight, just remember when he said, I wish I could be like the Chinese and just sign these orders and make everybody do what I want them to do. Okay, that's really where his heart is. And, of course, he's now flown his flag yet again to tell us that he is with the globalists. I want to take a look at another article that was on the Drudge Report today that I thought was very, very concerning. We really need to wake up, folks. We need to wake up to what's going on here. This is off of Zero Hedge via Drudge. Welcome aboard, but first the U.S. Marshals will scan your retina. And they're going into the airport. This is somebody talking about how they were flying from Mexico to Mexico from Atlanta. And as they're getting on, walking down the jet bridge, they said there's a new layer of security. Two U.S. Marshals, heavily armed, dressed in dystopian-style black regalia, stood next to an upright machine with a glowing green eye. Every passenger, one by one, was told to step on a mat and look into the green scanner. It was scanning our eyes and matching that scan with the passport, which was also scanned yet again. You understand what's going on here, folks? At one level, they could say, well, we're looking to see if any terrorists are leaving our country to go to Mexico. That was one thing you could say. Well, let's understand what's really going on here. What's really going on here is they're creating a database. They're matching your identity where they've got all that information about you and your passport. They're now matching that and creating a biometric profile of you as well. When, American people, are you going to wake up to this and say we're not going to go down this road? This is very, very troubling. At the beginning of this article, the person who wrote it says, for some 15 years, we've seen airport security become steadily more invasive. You know, I had a friend of mine in engineering who went to the Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C., and his comment was, he said, you know, I realized when I went there that the history of flight in the 20th century was really a history of engine development. More than anything, it was about the development of more and more powerful engines. And I've thought about that over the years, and over the last 15 years, I've got to say that the history of flight in the 21st century has become a shameful history of surveillance. And the surveillance state is becoming the engine of tyranny, folks. You have to understand the TSA doesn't see themselves as being limited to airports. They're hitting us right now because people spend a lot of money to fly on a plane. And they're reluctant, no matter what these people do, just as he's saying right here, do I throw away my ticket that I've paid a lot of money for? I've made a lot of plans. I've got other things that are dependent on this. So I just throw that away because these people are going to put me in a biometric database or I can throw away a couple hundred dollars that I spent on an airline ticket. Most people look at that, and no matter how uncomfortable they are, they will descend into this tyranny. We've got to say that's enough. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We'll be right back.
Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we've got a very special model joining us in the studio right now. Here is modeling our new Trump is My President shirt, Alex Jones.
Wow, thank you. We didn't pre-script this. I was just thinking about this, and so I thought I'd come in here live on air and discuss it some and talk about it some with David Knight because it's so important. This is the limited edition Trump is My President shirt we put out a month before he even won. And it is limited edition. We're going to stop selling it very, very soon, as soon as the large order we put in right after the election ends. I promise it was a limited edition. Hillary for President 2017, deport George Soros is on the back. That is going to stop as soon as this run is over as well. Because it hit me a few weeks ago. Trump, I knew, was going to do more rallies around the country to energize the base and fight the Democrats and Soros that are trying to cause a civil war. He's got to keep the base fired up to win, you know, get our agenda through of cutting taxes, securing the border, sovereignty, basic stuff like that. And I thought of a Pence-Trump ticket, you know, Trump-Pence ticket 2020. So I thought, let's have a T-shirt that is Trump-Pence 2020 to just put out the idea that, hey, we're looking into the future of restoring this republic. And the shirt says, keeping America great. So on the front, it says Trump-Pence 2020, keeping America great. And on the back, it says, America first since 1776, Infowars.com. And that way, you go to the big Trump rallies, and you're able to meet other InfoWarriors. You're also able to, you know, force the media to understand that InfoWars is the dominant force. You're able to continue in front of the Trump inner circle, not just Trump himself, to, you know, keep the flag of InfoWars up there. And you're also able to, on the street, not just at these events, meet friends and others that you would never have known who are basically fellow travelers, to use their communist term, so that we show solidarity. But here's what's most important. We've come up with this Trump 2020 idea so that we can get back in the face of those that want to bully us and tell us that we can't wear our Make America Great hats out, that, you know, we can't wear our InfoWars shirts out, or they're going to come over and get in our face or be bullies. Good. We're the American people of every race, color, and creed, the human race, that want liberty and freedom in our time. And so that's why we're doing this, is why we're promoting this. And we're going to hit the streets, the city council meetings, the state house meetings, you name it. Well, they praise their God, Lucifer. We're going to praise our God, Jehovah, our God, Yahweh, and his son, Jesus Christ. And so it comes down to this, folks. We have this new shirt. It's $9.95, made in America, printed in America, $9.95. And by the time we ship it to you and the rest of it, we really don't even make much profit on that. But it also helps fund the, you know, the operation a little bit. But it spreads the word, more importantly. And so when the shirt officially comes out, we need some funding. It's going to be $19.95. But for everybody that pre-orders it now, it's being printed right now. It'll be shipped in the next week to us. We'll start shipping it out to you. For those that order it now, it's $9.95. We never discount a shirt out of the gates. Then it'll go back to $19.95, so we, you know, make $12-13 on it, which we need to fund the operation. Nothing wrong with that. You're voting with your dollars. So please support us. Pre-order the shirt today. I believe this is going to be the next shirt. Just like Hillary for prison 2016, or just like the rape shirt, or just like Trump is my president shirt was so dominant and at all the rallies. We'll have a new version of Trump is my president as well coming out very soon. But this is the big shirt. I believe this is the big shirt. I knew the other shirt would be the big shirt. It was. Please make this the big shirt in solidarity. In solidarity. I've come with two things today. Sorry, it's just some dental work done. In solidarity. And I had a mobile dentist come here just a minute ago, folks. I'm sorry, a little bit mumbly. Again, Trump Dance 2020. Get your shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Go ahead.
I especially like America First since 1776 because of the left. I just saw today the Guardian saying, hey, America First, that was a Nazi slogan before World War II. No, it was Adams who said we don't go abroad seeking monsters to destroy. That's what has been the essence of America for a long time. And that's right there on the
team. Lynn Beck said nationalism is evil and bad. You don't have a country then.
That's right. That's right. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.